In 1950, 15% of Americans lived on farms. Today, that is barely 1%. So for many of us, the annual gamble of spring planting is a remote, almost exotic experience. All Things Considered has been following one Iowa farm family, Craig and LaVon Griffune of Ankeny, Iowa, through a year on their farm. Recently, the Griffunes have been sowing seeds. Craig is planting the family's 800 acres and several hundred acres owned by neighbors, and LaVon in gardens next to the farmhouse. The Griffune story comes to us from John Bewin of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.
We started planting this field of corn yesterday. There's about 113 acres in it, and we got about 99 of it done yesterday, and we'll finish the other 13 or so acres up this morning and then move to another field. A planter like this new runs somewhere around $60,000 to $70,000. So this planter's 12 row and they're 30 inches apart. And we're planting approximately between 31 and 32,000 seeds per acre. And an acre would be a football field to give people an idea of how big an acre is. And each one of the individual row units is dropping a seed about every 7 to 8 inches apart.
We're way behind. It's been such a cool, damp spring. But when it goes fast. This is where Craig's grandmother's garden used to be, out in the backyard. And we have these six little garden boxes over here that we've mixed horse manure, peat moss, and vermiculite in, and it's going to be organic.
I guess the thing is that you never know about is that if it turns off cold for a week here and that soil temperature would drop below 50 degrees down to 40, then this seed probably won't germinate. But more than likely, it'll stay warm from this point on. So that's what I tell LaVon all the time. It's like going to Vegas, but it takes 9 months to get your results. Right now, we're driving south. We're going to what we call the South Place.
This is where Craig's great-great-grandparents, or my kids' great-great-grandparents, homesteaded. And on the horizon is lots of houses that weren't here 5 years ago. And they just steadily creep north.
They all look the same. There's nothing different about them.
We live on a farm that, when I married my husband, was 3 miles north of Ankeny, which is a suburb that's just north of Des Moines. We are now surrounded on three sides of our farm with subdivisions. Our neighbors to the south sold for $23,000 an acre, and we have a neighbor to the east of us that sold for $45,800 an acre, I think. He got $1 a square foot. We own, our family, not just Craig and I, but family members own about 800 acres. And some people think I should cash in my chips and become a millionaire, but I don't know that many rich people that are happy. My kids are pretty well grounded in agriculture, and they want to have a future here. And as long as they want to do it, I will be here to make sure that the city honors the boundaries that around this farm. This is a farm, and it's going to remain a farm.
I love farming, and it's provided us with food on the table, and this farm's been in my family for over 100 years, and I'm happy where I'm at, and I guess the money doesn't mean that much.
Craig Griffune and his wife, LaVon, of Ankeny, Iowa. Our series on the farm family is produced by John Bewin of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University. with recording help from Rob Dillard of Iowa Public Radio.